A cyberspace devotee from Houston, Texas, wondering, what are the qualities and duties of a guru? He knows what a shishya, or a devotee, should do toward the guru. To discern the qualities of a guru, in choosing a guru, you must look at those who surround the guru, because they are a reflection of his inner qualities. The duties of a guru are to fulfill 9 steps toward the devotee once the devotee takes 1 step toward the guru. What does that mean? That means the devotee gives permission to the guru to enter his life by taking a step forward to the guru. Many gurus today are looking for devotees and looking for followers. I, on the other hand, we have so many that each one must qualify to become a devotee or a follower. And we have a methodology of study that leads one in a proper direction. So, cyberspace devotee in Houston, Texas, happy guru shopping. When the devotee is ready, the guru will appear. Cyberspace devotee wonders, if someone develops a mental illness, can they be cured in this lifetime, or do they have to be reborn? From the Hindu perspective, there's no such thing as a mental illness. This is a Western concept to place upon a condition upon a person. Financially, it's very rewarding for the doctors, but atheists, from the Hindu perspective, are mentally ill. Under the concept of mental illness, fear and bursts of anger, which is temporary insanity, people say things that they don't mean and have to apologize afterwards, is a sort of a mental illness. With a firm philosophical subconscious foundation of Sanatana Dharma, we see the things of the world and our experiences the way they are, not the way we want them to be or the way we wish that they should have been, but the way they are, and are able to deal with them properly. But this philosophical foundation has to be firm within the inner mind.